Welcome back, Mohammed. I'm founder Tech Business Mail, and today we're exploring Robert Greene's first law of power, never outshine the master. The phrase sounds severe, even cynical. It may suggest that talented people should shrink themselves, conceal their ideas, or flatter anyone above them, but that interpretation misses the more useful lesson. This law is fundamentally about power literacy, understanding that competence is never judged in isolation. It is perceived through hierarchy, status, trust, insecurity, and the way credit is distributed. Imagine presenting a brilliant solution in a meeting. The idea saves time, clarifies the strategy, and reveals problems others overlooked. From a purely rational perspective, excellent work should earn appreciation. Yet, if the presentation makes a leader appear uninformed, unnecessary, or replaceable, the emotional response may be resistance rather than gratitude. Your contribution has not changed, but its political meaning has. That does not mean becoming mediocre. It means learning to separate genuine impact from the urge to display superiority. Strategic restraint can involve choosing the right moment, giving others room to participate, acknowledging prior contributions, and helping decision makers feel ownership without surrendering your integrity. Ethical influence creates safety around good ideas. Manipulation merely manufactures praise. This distinction matters in workplaces, leadership, and course creation. A capable educator does not prove intelligence by making learners feel small. A capable team member does not need to embarrass a manager to demonstrate insight. And a secure leader does not suppress gifted people simply to preserve status. The law helps us understand all three positions: the subordinate navigating authority, the leader managing ego, and the institution deciding whether talent can flourish. As we examine this principle, keep one boundary clear. Strategic awareness is not permission for abuse, exploitation, or permanent invisibility. Sometimes the wisest response is careful diplomacy. Sometimes it is documenting your contribution, renegotiating authority, or leaving an environment that punishes excellence. The challenge is diagnosing which situation you are actually in. So consider a moment when your competence produced unexpected tension. Was the problem truly what you contributed, or was it how your contribution altered someone else's sense of status, ownership, or control?